7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Call us anytime at 800-510-8255. Email is doug@dougsteffen.com. Follow us at facebook.com/Good Day Show. The sound-off Steffen line you can use during the day to leave your comments if you're not listening to us live, because this program is on someplace all the time, and we can't be on the air 24 hours a day. As much as I might like to have it all Doug all the time, a Doug Station, W-D-U-G.
The
Dugger. 877-541-5250 is the sound-off line. You know, we haven't used the text line forever. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever used that text line?
I don't know, I have never used the text line. Usually I just tell you what I want to say.
926, yeah, I know that. I understand that. There have been, this program is aimed, and I guess that this is the question that we have oftentimes. When's the last time you heard a radio program that was just aimed at having fun? And not foolish fun. Sometimes it is foolish, but just having fun, having a good time. And every once in a while, it's at somebody's expense. You can't.
Ooh, this is fun. I like these.
What, when it's at somebody's expense?
Yeah.
Well, I'm back to, if you'll pardon this reversal, I'm going to put the bus in reverse.
Uh-oh.
The president's bus.
Uh-oh.
There's a to-do about the bus. I got a little fact-filled info on this bus that was created to mimic what they have in the president's limo. So it has all of the things, including bulletproof glass, can't shoot out the tires, can't puncture, nothing can get through the hide of the bus itself. And it was made, retrofitted by a company in Nashville, which I think I said. It is the road version of Air Force One. That's the way it's being described.
And so this isn't a lease. This is something they had to purchase.
The government of the United States owns this bus now.
Mm.
And they're doing four more in preparation for the presidential campaign for next year, not only for the Democrats, but for the Republicans. They're going to use the same bus. And the company that I talked about, Prevo, is headquartered in Canada. It belongs to Volvo. As somebody trying to make something of it said that you can get parts in America, so it's part American. You know, the buses are made in Canada. And apparently, they have a heavier suspension than do the MCIs, so they can carry all of the stuff that they have to put on. Like the Cadillac, they used to use Lincolns, but the Lincoln Town Car is now lighter. The major and most popular version of the Town Car is a lighter chassis than does the Cadillac that is equivalent. So that's why the presidential limos now are Cadillacs instead of Lincolns, because they can sustain when they cut them in half, and they put all of the stuff that they put in them, and they stretch them and all that. It's a real problem to be able to have the chassis hold on or be able to handle all of that weight and still be drivable and responsive. So that's why they use Cadillacs now. And the reason they made these buses out of the MCI, I'm sorry, out of the Prevo instead of the MCI, is because the Prevo apparently has a more rugged frame and chassis, or can handle the extra weight that they put on to these things, the protection stuff for the people who are going to use it. And that will include Republican candidates as well as Democratic candidates. All right?
Apparently the Protection Service decided that these buses, even though they're normally leased and then retrofitted, would pay for themselves in buying them over the 10-year lifespan of the bus.
Yeah. So they say.
Mm.
And the, by the way, every president, a newly elected president, has a new car. George Bush
is to drive around.
No.
They don't get to drive. You mean
Air Force? Well, once in a while,
Air Force One.
Bill Clinton used to sneak out and drive his Mustang he'd put on a disguise when he was in Arkansas. He'd put a disguise on and he'd go out and drive around in his Mustang. The funniest thing is everybody knew his car.
And his Groucho Marx mustache.
Whatever.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but...
Because he had license plates that said Prez Bill.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Bubba.
Bubba.
On the license plate. Anyway, so that's, does that clarify this a little bit, make it a little bit more? We spend a lot of money on all of this stuff to protect
these
people.
I think we need to have the presidential moped.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's green.
What do they call those things?
Cart.
The it. What were the, those things that the police use that they go on
the
their
segways,
own?
Yeah, segways.
Yeah, segways. Segways.
Yeah,
have
one
awesome.
Of those.
Impressive. They're all over D.C. If you walk up to the White House right now.
Yeah?
In the next hour or so. Yeah. They do all those little tours around D.C., and there's these companies that have those Segway tours where you ride all around the mall and the
that
White House
so
and all.
So fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And so if you walk up in front of the White House right now, you'll see a bunch of those Segways. I'm sure he walks out and says, let me ride one of those.
My dream is to go around the salad bar at Sizzler on the Segway.
Great. There you go. Perfect.
Carrots.
Anyway, the point is that we use a lot of taxpayer dollars on stuff like this. Every time there's a new president, he gets a new car. So Obama's got a new car. Bush's car goes to Biden. So the president's car becomes the vice president's car. And if you only have a four-year stint... Then you
would you put itching powder in there? Just
one way or the other. That's a pretty good prank, though. Wouldn't that be a good prank?
Would that be funny?
Yeah. You heard the story about the town in North Carolina where there are vines hanging on a utility pole and somebody said it resembled Jesus?
Oh, no, I did not.
You ever hear that story?
Wow. No.
I'm trying to find the name of the town, actually. The reason it came to my attention is because... The local, these vines on these utility poles are dangerous, and they're trying to treat them with Roundup. So apparently whoever it was, some minister, who saw the resemblance, went to the town council and said, you can't spray Jesus with Roundup.
That'd be like eating the grilled cheese sandwich that has Mary's face.
Right.
You can't do that.
So is that the quote of the day or not? You can't spray Jesus with Roundup.
You can't.
That is the center of the
sinners.
Day. You can't spray Jesus with Roundup.
No.
You heard that here first on the...
Raid!
Doug Stephens. Good day for
you. I don't know why that made me laugh.
Andrea, by the way, is out of communication today, at least usable communication. Andrea Metcalf is... what did she tell me? She's hosting some breakfast in Chicago. On fitness careers.
Cool.
So that's what she's doing.
Oh, cool. You know this bus. I'm just reading about it still.
More on the bus.
It can withstand a rocket-propelled grenade or a chemical attack.
Yeah.
I want that.
Really?
That's awesome.
Huh. All right. Nate in Palm Springs, what about our school buses?
Okay, school buses.
Yeah.
You see them all around here in California, I think other states as well. They say first student now. They used to say Laidlaw. Laidlaw was a company out of Burlington, Ontario, right near Toronto. They started out a number of years back running garbage with one truck. They were hauling garbage, and they gradually got into other things like school buses.
Yeah,
they now
hauling garbage around to school.
Yeah, but now get this, Doug. They now own AMR, American Medical Response, the ambulances.
Yeah.
Really?
And they also apparently own a number of emergency rooms in hospitals.
They own, the company's called First Transportation Services, and they own Greyhound. I pointed that out a few, maybe in the last hour. They own AMR, as you suggested, the ambulance company. They have a school bus company called First Student.
Right.
They have put together a jigsaw of what was formerly, as you suggested, Laidlaw, had gone into the bus business, transportation, running buses. The equipment's the same as running a garbage truck. It's the same kind of chassis and engines, and so it's all maintenance, the same maintenance.
Yeah, but it all started that way. And Prevost, of course, are made in Quebec.
Right. Prevost is made in Quebec. The school buses, there used to be six manufacturers of school buses. There are now three, and two of them are tied to companies that make chassis. Freightliner owns the old Thomas Bus Works, which was originally in North Carolina, and I'm not sure whether they're still there or not, but they mate the Freightliner chassis with the Thomas body. Same is true of International now, has the old Carpenter body, I think, on it. The Wayne body went away, and there's one other, the Ward body.
The Ward body.
Yeah, you go, okay. Richie's going to give me, there's too much detail here. Nate, thank you for the call.
Richie. Yeah. The Ward body. I forgot all about the Ward bodies.
Right, yeah, okay. Buses, I tell you, buses are like planes. I can get into the same thing with planes.
I
know. Are we talking about planes?
Yeah, let's do that next. Yeah, planes.
No.
Okay. Trains, buses, planes, all that good stuff. At the bottom of the hour, don't we have somebody who's visiting us at the bottom of the hour that I should remind people of? Dave Remmer, who is the co-founder of Votocracy.
Oh, yeah, Votocracy.
One of the
very cool
two outfits that's trying to get people around to looking at a serious third party.
It's where you can enter to become a candidate for president, and they want to become a third party.
Yeah.
And through the internet, elect a third party candidate.
That's pretty genius.
It's very cool.
If any community could do it, it's that one. Do you have to be a certain age? What's the age?
You have to be 35 to be president.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Two more years.
You can run.
Yeah, Doug and I can run. We'll let you know how it is.
Yep. Okay. I'll be president. You can be vice president.
Whatever.
That's it.
I'll make your campaign buttons.
Jennifer can be
your secretary.
Jennifer. I just hope those high def cameras in the Oval Office don't pick up the strings when I'm pulling your.
Could you imagine me as Secretary of State walking into a Muslim country with my big hair and my big girls sticking out?
Hey, boys. How y'all doing?
Speaking of boys, by now you know how important it is to take care of your prostate health. Your prostate affects urine flow. Mostly, it affects your sleeping. And it also affects your ability to live a long, happy, healthy life. Most doctors will tell you, including Dr. Ken, that by the time you're in your 80s, gentlemen, you will have, most every man has some sign of prostate cancer if he's not paid any attention to his over the course of his life. However, we have fixed all of that. Right now, you can get on the phone and call 800-716-6520. As a matter of fact, I suggest you do that. Right now, pick up the phone, call 800-716-6520. Doug, I want to know why I'm calling the number. You're calling it to get a free bottle of Master Prostate Formula with the 12 key ingredients that will promote a healthy prostate for your restful sleep and for the rest of your life. It's all natural. Best part, you get a free bottle. They have a Master Prostate giveaway. Right now, they're going to give away 1 million bottles of this. 1 million bottles. So pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle is on its way right now. Support your health.
By the way, are they giving those 1 million bottles all to one person?
No, probably one at a time, Richie.
One.
Limit one to a customer.
One to a customer.
800-716-652. Imagine a truck.
I was wondering where I was going to put
with
them.
With cases of 1 million. Yeah, right. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. This is an amazing free bottle offer. When it's gone, it's gone. So get them now while they're available, while they're hot. Everybody's talking about this. Master Prostate, the way to good long life and restful sleep. 800-716-6520.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Andrea may not have been here, but there's a great blog from her website, Reinventing Your Routine, Your Exercise Routine. Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Their release in the 1970s, hit albums like Billy Joel's 52nd Street, Bruce Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town, Doobie Brothers' Minute by Minute, Kenny Rogers' Gambler, Funkadelic's One Nation Under Our Groove.
Ah, oh, gotta get some Parliament Funkadelic here.
Generated tens of millions of dollars for the record companies. But thanks to a small provision in the U.S. copyright law, those artists have the right to reclaim ownership of their recordings, which will leave the labels out in the cold. This law, pretty interesting, Richie, was revised in the mid-1970s, the copyright laws.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, musicians, like creators of any other work of art, were granted termination rights, which allow them to regain control of their work after 35 years.
Yep.
So they can apply a couple of years in advance, which is what they've done. Recordings from 1978 are the first to fall under the purview of this law. So let's see here. Go to 1979, for example, moving it, fast-forwarding it, like The Eagles, The Long Run, Donna Summer's Bad Girls, be in the same situation. And then, as the calendar advances, every other master recording, when it reaches the 35-year mark, belongs to the artist.
Yep.
Interesting thing about this provision, as we point out in the article at DougStephan.com, songwriters be permitted to reclaim ownership of songs. For example, Bob Dylan has already filed to regain some of his compositions. Have other performers done the same thing? Yep, Tom Petty has, Brian Adams has, Kris Kristofferson has, Charlie Daniels has, Loretta Lynn has. Go to the United States Copyright Office. Files are there. In terms of all of these big acts, the industry has made lots and lots and lots and lots of money on them. And so now the Recording Artists Coalition, which pushed this thing, is seeking to protect performers' legal rights so there is fairness. So the performers, if they get, and I don't begrudge any of them anything, I think they're foolish to be pushing the radio right thing. As some of you may or may not know the story about that, but there's a bill before Congress that's been banged around for, it's been going on for a couple of years now, maybe longer than that, where the radio stations would have to pay. We now pay BMI and
ASCAP
fees whether you're a talk, you know, I think talk pays 13% of what the music stations pay in terms of royalties. So he can play bits and pieces, snippets of songs like this to make a point in a story. And so, you know, that's why I have little snippets, because songs mean a lot to us. Our emotions, our history, our stories in our life, many of them are tied to our musical tastes. Apparently, there is about $14 billion worth of value in this stuff for these artists. $14 billion. I think if I were an artist, I'd be wanting to apply and get my piece of the action,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Keep the action,
that
sure.
That kind of dough, yeah. But what I was saying about the recording stars want to get more money from radio stations, and if they are successful in getting that, all they'll do is kill music radio, because the radio business is precarious enough as it is. The owners aren't going to pay more money other than BMI and ASCAP. They're just not going to do it. So a lot of the music stations go away. And guess what goes on in place of music?
That's right.
It's a big day for talk. Spoken word formats win. But anyway, these guys are doing okay with this. It's appropriate. Isn't it? Yeah. Write it or make it. It should be yours. 28 after on Good Day.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
It's nearly every kid's dream at some point in life to someday become a music star, just like the legends they watch and hear at concerts, on the radio, and in music videos. Yet none of that is possible without a good understanding of the guitar. Yes, understanding music theory and composition is vital, but just like any other profession in life, it's also a good idea to be aware of the history surrounding the tools you use. What you may not realize about that Fender Strat you're holding in your hands is that it is the descendant of a long line of science and trial and error from many generations of mechanical engineers and musicians. Guitar and instrument making represent only one area where mechanical engineers are making contributions to better lives. Currently, engineers are also developing high-tech products, particularly in the areas of energy, medical diagnostics, and biotechnology. To learn more about how engineers are advancing technologies today, visit the American Society of Mechanical Engineers website at www.asme.org.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shed and somewhere here.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live yet?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Stop the presses. I lost the toilet seat.
Did you check your rear end, sir?
you lost a toilet seat.
I cannot. I'm changing. There's a toilet seat need to be changed, and I bought two of them, actually. And
So it wasn't bolted on the toilet.
No, yeah, well, I took the old one off because it was gross, and I want to put a new one on.
So instead of cleaning the toilet seat, you just go out and buy new ones.
Well, this is one of those sometimes they're foamy ones. And yeah, right.
Wait. You have a cushion toilet seat?
I had.
Yeah, those things are nasty, man.
Those things freak me out. Yeah. Oh, I will totally be a squatter over
they're butt sponges.
Padded toilet seat.
I'm glad I brought this up.
No, but when you sit down, I want something hard to support me. I don't want to, like, sink in.
Do you know what's in those little sponges?
I know.
That you're sitting on?
Bacteria.
My God, man. You've been riding tractors and cows and letting your dog lick you. And then you sit down.
Look, I'm in better shape than any of you.
Boys miss, and you just never know what you're going to get there. Ugh. And then you start to sweat, like if you are having a particularly hard time and you've been there too long, then you start to get
stop it.
The foam sweat.
The foam sweat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's protecting this toilet from your rear end now?
Well, there's nothing there. I've disposed of the old one. And
did you fall in?
I actually was smart enough to go use another toilet.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for asking.
It's good to have options.
I'm sure this guy's very happy that he's joining us.
I'm sure Charlotte's got your new foam toilet seat out in the front yard somewhere, just tearing it to pieces.
And I want to be this guy's candidate, so I'm doing myself real service talking about foam sweats, aren't I?
I'd like to run for president, and this would be my my campaign speech.
Back
just
to basics.
The tape. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Ken will be with us in a few minutes. In the meantime, we've invited Dave Reamer, who is the co-founder of Votocracy, creative director of an advertising agency. Also, we have a lot of problems on the serious side. We, us, Richie and Jennifer and me and you, with the way candidates are selected, with how we vote, with what's going on in the country. So I think first we talked about votocracy a couple of months ago when it first came to my attention, didn't we, Richard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so let's find out more about how this is working. And Mr. Reamer, am I pronouncing, is it Reamer or Remmer?
You are pronouncing it right, Reamer.
Okay, Reamer.
Dave, what do you think of the show so far?
Well, I'm not impressed with the lead-in, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
It gets
sorry.
Better. Don't worry. It grows on you like Doug's toilet seat.
You'll be fine. So we did talk to Brian Lee back in June, and since we have, there have been a lot of people interested, obviously, and there are a couple of other organizations like yours that have sort of come together because the public is speaking and saying, at least now they understand how bad the system is, how the Republican and Democratic Party are really not there for the voter. They're there for their own existence. So what does votocracy do? How does it work? And what's going on there as you mature?
Well, you have it right. You know, I think that we, if we love politics, and I think most of us do or should, and we watch the Sunday shows, we recognize that both sides leave with their talking points, and whatever it is they've been fed that morning, we'll hear all day. And so we end up really with 300 million people being represented ultimately by two or three candidates and two highly divisive sets of talking points. And I just think most Americans feel and have felt alienated, disaffected, unengaged from the whole process.
And what about you? What's your background? You're an ad agency guy. You know how to sell. So in part, are you selling as well, like they are?
Selling which? Votocracy?
But the idea that the system we have right now is so broken that it is almost unfixable. And so,
yeah, I think the system we have now, you know, it's always interesting which system, because we have a system that seems has been hijacked. Mm-hmm. I've been around for a number of elections, and you know now we're at the level where the Obama is projected to spend $1 billion to secure reelection.
Right. Yeah. Both of the parties have said they want to raise $1 billion.
Yeah, they'll do it too. And of course, they have many more candidates. So, you know, we spend $10 to $12 billion as a country. Of course, you think what that would do in schools and a million other places you'd like to point that money. But ostensibly, I think the voters have lost control of their own political system. Mm-hmm. And so we just can't have billionaires really driving the country and being responsible for the political conversation. So votocracy leverages social media. And, of course, we have no platform. We have no position. We have no plank. We are there simply to provide more access, a bigger discussion, many, many more candidates. Well, you know, our goal is 100,000 candidates. I think Brian shared that with you. Because more voices provide more choices. And that's our clever mantra. Yes,
very clever.
As the ad guy, of course.
Right.
But really behind that is the intuition that when you add more to a party, you get a better discussion. You diffuse what are now the sort of rigid sides of every discussion, and you diffuse it. And you get people, you're sort of crowdsourcing not only the president, but points of view. So we're very excited about what's going on.
All right. So let's get ourselves into the system and how it works. Would you explain, please?
Sure. So you come to votocracy.com, and then when you want to be active, when you want to click into the system and nominate a candidate or become a member, like most Facebook applications, it will ask you to simply allow for your basic information. Mm-hmm. So you do that, and you're in. And now you can vote. You can vote on polls. You can comment. And then you can also become a candidate, which is $99. Or you can nominate, which is fun. Nominate somebody you think would make a better leader.
And how much does that cost?
Same, $99.
All right, Richie, for $99, you can nominate me.
Sure. No problem.
And, never mind. No, that doesn't work for you. We have to change that. We can't have you leading us.
Oh, sorry.
You can't even keep track of his toilet seat.
That killed it for me. You had no vote there.
No vote. Okay.
No, that's exactly right. And you can nominate each other. And, you know, one can take this from tongue-in-cheek, which some people have, to say, you know, why not? I'll get a T-shirt. To those, we have some very serious candidates. Yeah. We have people that have been running in the old system that want to throw their hat in our ring.
So who are examples of those folks?
Well, one is a gentleman out here, Mr. Walker, who's an FEC candidate. But I think we have 15 or 20 fully registered, what they call FEC candidates.
FEC would be Federal Election Commission.
Exactly.
Huh?
And so we have people that recognize that this is going to be important media. This is a way to test the waters and build a groundswell and reach out to supporters who are already hooked into Facebook because we lean pretty heavily on that application. And, you know, we're growing at a pace that reflects it.
How do you use Facebook? How does the application work at Facebook?
Well, you would hardly know it. I mean, the minute you click on any of our active tabs, it drops you. And if you're already a member of Facebook, it's seamless. You just step in and you're inside the application where you're already connected to your friends and 500 million other human beings around the planet.
Mm-hmm. So, under the circumstances, this thing may not take the route that it could this time around, but it's an energy that needs to, it has to find its source, and the source are people who are not satisfied.
Oh.
And you got a pretty good 84% of the country thinks the system is right now sucks.
How many votes does the leading candidate at this point have?
Well, we haven't started any elections.
Okay.
So, yeah, that we'll run the presidential election along the same timeline as the primary.
I am a member of Votocracy, and I get my updates and emails. How many members do you have? What I'm trying to get to is, do you have the critical mass to be able to have a serious front runner that could actually be looked at and become a contender?
You know, I think that's too soon to tell. We're starting to see now, as you typically get, now we're 2 months old or something or a bit better, and now we're starting to see the momentum in the trajectory. So, you know, I think the last time we were on, we were a couple thousand members. We've doubled that in the short time between interviews. And every day we're starting to see more and more organic momentum. As they say, people are just finding us now because of fine radio shows, not like this one that are toilet seat based, but really good ones.
Really good ones. The really good ones.
The really, really good ones.
Yeah.
So it's growing. You know, the membership, I think, will probably double every month, if not faster. Mm-hmm. And candidates are stepping in. It's really, really fun to watch when you sort of step back and look at the machine. But
okay.
It's great. If you're voting on polls when you're there, you know, you'll see the results immediately, and then you're able to email your poll and get discussions going with your friends. So for certain segments of our society, and I think it's a positive, there's real activism in this country. And as you mentioned, there are several other organizations forming around social media.
Right.
Although they're typically looking more at a third party. We're looking at not only being nonpartisan, but sort of being apartisan. You know, I just think America deserves a platform that doesn't dictate to it how it should think.
Yeah, that's a neat idea.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, thank you for sharing all of this with us. We hope that this, other than the original conversation, has been worthwhile.
Yeah, the lead-in was a little rough. Let me give you one scoop, though, for the show, if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've introduced matching, and so if we come on again, if we're lucky enough, if I haven't been too insulting, we'll come back and talk a lot more about matching. But in some ways, we're heading towards the match.com, and pardon for the use of their own term, but of politics, where you'll come in and find out, you know, who you match up with best.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting.
That would be
great.
Yeah. That's who has
cool.
your values. Right.
Exactly.
Yep,
and the polls
that's
help
great.
Do that. Since we're all taking polls, the polls will match to candidates. So that's going to be fascinating as we become, you know, really get this mega girth. And beyond that, we're also, the big news for us is, in about 2 weeks, every person we've mentioned this to says the same thing. Do you think you'll ever do local? And so we've decided we're going to go local in about 2 weeks. It'll be a while to keep building it, but we're going to eventually represent every election.
Exactly. Right. I think you could have some real strength
there.
You
have some impact
Absolutely.
There. It's easy enough to do. The application is easy enough to create on using the stuff that you're using now nationally. Dave Reamer, CEO of Votocracy. You'll check out votocracy.com and become a member. I like Richie. Thank you, sir. 15 before the hour. Dr. Ken is here with some rare news about what dogs can do to help you keep your health. That's up next here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
13 before the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Find him at DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com. Click on his picture. You can sign up for the weekly health newsletter, the update Ken edits a lot of important things. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about last week's issue. Every week you focus on not just your specialty, which is cardiology, but because of the radio program that you and I do on the weekends, that is a call-in and advice show, there are all kinds of things. And you continue to amaze me. I called you yesterday about a particular antibiotic that I was on, and you knew right away what it was. That requires a good deal either of experience or teaching or both, Ken. So we take our hat off to you because you know, and it's good to know.
I plead guilty to all of it.
Good for you. All right, so this story about dogs, and haven't we heard that they sniffed out certain kinds of cancers before?
Well, it was a very preliminary study, a hope, but now it's been proven. The big problem with cancer is early detection and not putting people through really rough. You know, we could open anybody up looking for it, but obviously we want the simplest, gentlest, kindest, earliest detection. This is out of the European Respiratory Journal this morning. Highly trained dogs, Doug, they were able to reliably sniff out lung cancer in the human breath in its earliest stages.
Lung cancer.
Yes, wow. It has few symptoms. It makes it difficult for us to catch it early, but the dogs have the ability to smell trace amounts of chemicals produced by cancerous tumors.
And then what do you do after the dog smells and somebody verifies? How do you, should everybody have this done? How do you determine whether you ought to have the dog sniff your breath?
Well, these, especially people who have smoked, people who have lung cancer in their family, genetics. Yeah. Yeah. And this is just where the future is going. You know, this is one of those stories that's not exactly yet ready for prime time, but it's coming soon.
Well, here's something, and it's not meant to be a downer, but it does apply because it did sort of knock me around yesterday. As you know, I'm very close with my former wife, Toni, and she's had for now 20 years, starting with breast cancer, which moved to her arm, which has now been amputated, moved to her brain, had a tumor taken out. She's had four bouts with this. And when she had the arm amputated last February, apparently the doctor messed with the lymph. There were a couple of operations that were, you know, one behind the other. And they stirred up something in her lymph nodes that I guess the cancer can be dormant. You know, nothing happens, nothing stirs it up, it just stays there. We all have cancers in our system. But this has been stirred up, so now she has lumps on both of her lungs, and this can be really bad stuff. So holding a good thought for Toni would be a nice thing from everybody's perspective. Mm. Yeah, I don't know whether there are different types of lung cancer. The lung cancer that's lung cancer versus a cancer on your lung, two different things, Ken.
Well, it depends whether it's the primary or it's moved from somewhere else. You know, in a situation like Toni, you know, it's just very difficult. It's amazing how she's doing right now. And
That's amazing she's lasted this long.
She's in bonus time.
Bonus time. Yep.
It's a great thing.
So, but it's a good thing to hold a good thought.
Absolutely.
And if you would, that'd be good.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com. Direct.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Surprises from the career of the late Patrick Swayze was his ability to sing. Did he have a band? Do I remember that he had a band?
Or somehow? He had a band, but I know he had an album, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did have an album. You're right. Yep, yep.
If you consider this his ability to sing.
Well, he could be
rich.
How do you.
No, how do you live with yourself?
Oh, yeah. This is from Dirty Dancing. Patrick would have been 59 today. It was last year he died, right? It was liver cancer or something like that?
One of those old pancreatic.
Pancreatic. That's
pancreatic,
dangerous.
That's right.
Dangerous stuff, too. Yep. She's Like the Wind from Dirty Dancing. We get started with movie music and the movie news and movie moments portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chuck,
you know, let me just interject.
Yes, Chucker.
And after hearing that, I mean, doesn't it bother you that they're going to try to remake Dirty Dancing?
Yes, it does. It bothers
you know, I don't know if you guys have caught the new trailer to the Footloose remake, but it looks very weak.
I saw it. Yeah.
It doesn't use any of the soundtrack from the original, which was one of the great soundtracks of all time.
But see, they don't care about
us. And it doesn't have Kevin Bacon. And
it's amazing how much there are great ideas.
The people that are going to go see this movie aren't us. They're looking for the whole new audience that never even knew anything about this movie before, and they're just ripping off the idea. They could care less whether we come back to see it because we remember it.
But the idea department is so bankrupt.
It is. Absolutely.
When you have my son and his friends, there are four or five of these guys who are Brendan's age who spend most of their free waking moments writing scripts. One of them has now been sold, and there are a couple of others that are in the kettle, sort of. And, you wonder with these, and there are tons of ideas for pretty good scripts, and they're not that expensive to make, and yet there's this thing, it's like everything else, it's like a politician who has buzz behind him, and you got to get the first one sold, and that's so hard to do because the cynicism in Hollywood is amazing.
Once you got one sold, you got credibility, you got your foot in the door, and it's the same as if you notice in the business, if an actress or an actor get a role and the movie hits, that actor actress gets another five roles.
Well, yeah, one, there it is. That's how it works. Our birthday celebrant today is Robert Redford, who is 75. today. So the movie in the contest is one of his. And I don't think it'd take a lot of heavy lifting. We usually hit this one about once a year. Doesn't take. I love having to be a big fan of this movie. I think you can watch this movie over and over and over and over and over again and get something out of it. Here's the first clip from the movie.
Behind the black hat with a gimp. He's not as tough as he thinks.
Got it.
Neither are we.
The guy he's talking about is Robert Shaw, who also has a big role in this movie. You like the movie, Chucker, right?
Sure. It's a classic.
Hard not to like this movie. One of the most successful movies, actually, of all time. Next clip.
Well, fixing this world going to cool him out if he blows on you.
I'd get him anyway.
Why?
Because I don't know enough about killing to kill him.
It's a good
I don't
movie.
Know this one.
Oh, come on. 800-510-8255. You never won before in Movie Moments. You certainly know this. Get in there so you can get our prize. Last clip.
No sign of trouble, huh?
No.
What about Lonnie?
I gave him the break, just like you said.
And?
It's good. He threatened to kill me.
Hell, kid, they don't do that. You know, you're not getting to him.
All right. Great pairing of these two. And by the way, as Redford is having his birthday today, we have as our poll, Chucker, at DougStefan.com, which of his movies is your favorite? A, the movie that we're talking about here. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Way We Were, The Natural, Out of Africa, or any of his other movies. And so, can you imagine anybody not having ever seen a movie of his? I can't imagine that.
That'd be pretty
probably the people Rich was talking about have never seen Footloose.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true.
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
What do you have in movie news for us?
Okay, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, and Jonah Hill will star in a sci-fi action comedy titled Neighborhood Watch. What's this movie about? A neighborhood security team that encounters a sinister alien plot against mankind. That's what you call high concept. I actually like that, and I think it'll be sounds on paper like it has a huge potential.
Sounds fun.
Hit.
Yeah,
that's what Aliens and Cowboys sounded like too.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer currently reworking the script for the Lone Ranger movie at Disney, which was canceled last week due to the budget restraints, trying to get the budget down to $200 million from $250 million. Now, why was it so expensive? Supposedly in the script, the Lone Ranger battles a werewolf, and the CGI for the werewolf was extremely expensive. Yeah. So that's been totally cut out of it.
The Lone Ranger battles a werewolf. Give me a break. My God. Come up with something else, will you, please? Hey, George, what's the name of the movie?
The Sting.
The Sting. Robert Redford and Paul Newman, who did very well as Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid. Thank you, sir.